Sunday morning, Ches Elul, 23 August, the first of the special series of Elul Shiurim Tavshinayin Hay. We'll be doing today Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon number 9, basically focused on Tefillah. Okay, so we're going to be doing selected parts of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And I really had in mind to send out. I did send out. I don't know. It didn't make its way through the bureaucracy of sending out. We'll be doing Cheshbon Tashi'i. I don't know if you have the safer in front of you, a text. Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh HaTashi'i, the ninth Cheshbon. Now, the ninth Cheshbon is really not the point. He starts off with a point. I'll say it very quickly because that's not what I want the point of today's shiur to be. In Cheshbon number nine, he talks about davening and how a person should daven and what thoughts a person should have by davening and what davening is all about. He segues into tefillah, and so that's really what I wanted to learn today about tefillah. The Cheshbon itself, Shiur Cheshbon HaNefesh, is about the importance of thinking. It doesn't mean, in Chavis Avodah's lexicon, Cheshbon HaNefesh does not mean what maybe a lot of us understand the word Cheshbon HaNefesh to mean, which is to make an accounting of my past deeds and see where I'm holding, where I'm not holding, was it correct, was it not correct. I think that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh has come to mean, an accounting of the past. The Chavis Avodah's maybe uses the word cheshbon from the word machshava, thinking, which is also related, obviously, it's the same root, but it's obvious from Shiur Cheshbon HaNefesh that the point is to think. Now, that's becoming increasingly uncommon. Thinking gives a lot of people headaches, and they prefer clicking to thinking. And they prefer pictures to reading, and they prefer, when I first started saying drushas in the shul, they told me, chas v'shalom, to talk more than, I don't listen to them, but they said chas v'shalom, to talk more than 25 minutes, and then I kept looking at the statistics, and every year it kept going down, down, down. But that's really attention span. Maybe that's not the same as thinking. Anyway, the Chavis always wants us to think, and if you know the Chavis Halbavos as a sefer already, you know that one of his primary yesodos about mankind and avodas Hashem is to think and to ask questions and to get answers and to use the seichel. He makes a tripod in the beginning of the sefer between the seichel and psukim in the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's his tripod, they call it. Think before you speak. See, it just fell down from heaven. Think before you speak. But he wants you to think before you do. And before you speak is a separate inyan of Shmiras HaLashon, and not to just eject words from your mouth. But so that's what in Perek Gimel, he gives you 30 things to think about, which is amazing. And then he says that's just a drop in the pocket. You could make up a lot of your own things. He pretty much runs the whole gamut of everything. And it really, I say, this is really a synopsis of, like cliff notes, if you remember from being in school. It's like a cliff notes for the whole Sefer of Chavis Halavos. He captures in these 30 things basically the whole Sefer. A little of Shara Yichud, a little of Shara Bitochon, a little of Shara Avos Hashem, he goes through the whole thing and says his main principles, and Shar HaBechina, and by necessity, of course, he says it very bekitzur. He can't be Meirich. Many times he refers to where he talks about it in the Sefer. 30 things to think about. We're going to learn thing at number 9 today, which is Cheshbon Adam and Nafsho, a person should think about. And I'm going to go very, very quickly, because the point, again, what I wanted to do in today's year is learn about Tefillah. Cheshbon Adam and Nafsho, Bibini Maise Avoda, different kinds of service of Hashem. He's going to explain that means some things are chovos or evarim, you do things, some things are chovos halavavos, and some things are a combination of Cholvus Ha'evorim and Cholvus Ha'levavos, Vishtadluso Bohem L'machle Koseihem, and his point is to do it well, to try to do it perfectly, not to try to get by, not to do something, well, b'diyeved, this is good, and this is good enough, but to do it with your full, make sure you do it properly, to dot every I and to cross every T, to do it well, to do it at the peak of your abilities, k'shehetadlusu b'maisi malko. You have an opportunity to serve the king. We don't have kings nowadays, and we don't respect our presidents, so I don't know, Marshall, I'm certainly not going to say the Rav of the Shul calls you up, because I don't want to go there. But let's say someone you respect calls you up, a teacher you had that really inspired you, and you have a lot of respect for, a Rebbetzin, and she says, you know, do me a favor, like, I want you to write an article for a certain magazine or newspaper, and please do me a favor, I don't have time, I want you to write it. You're going to stay up a whole night. You're going to write. You're going to do the best. You're going to read it over 10 times before you send it in. You want to do your best. You want to please the person that you respect and you look up to and that you owe so much to, and they ask you to do something. You want to do it perfectly. When you do a mitzvah, his point is here, do it well. Do it with all your kochos. Do it with every ounce of ability that you can summon up. You don't want to just get by. The melech asked you to do something. Think back in the days when people respected the president, and they ask him, you know, do me a favor, I have a special shlichus for you to do. Wow, you're honored that they asked you, and that's what we should feel. Hashem asked us to do certain things. We feel honored that we are in the Am HaNivchar, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. Sometimes it takes seichel, sometimes it takes other abilities, sometimes it takes concentration, sometimes it takes serious nefesh. Maybe people, Pesach, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Sukkos in certain parts of the world is not gishmak to sit outside. One year we have Shailin Munsi, if the Sukkos became puzzle, if there's a whole thick layer of snow on the schach, does that puzzle the Sukkah? Snow is puzzle schach, and it covers the whole schach, and it's like 4 inches of snow. What do you do? So that's okay. Here, it's, anyway, there's different things. Do it well. Don't do it b'liyevish. Who matel all of masim and amasim? When the king asks you to do something, whether it's an action, but it was gufo. V'lo yaniach mehistad lusov v'yichol tumuma. You're not going to hold back. You're going to want to do it. You want to impress the king. You want to find favor in the eyes of the king. You want him to say a job well done. Right? See, you're not going to do a b'liyevish job, right? You're not going to do something to get by. If you have to compose a poem, the king wants you to read a poem by his inauguration, you're going to sit there, you're going to really, really focus. You're going to summon up all of your mental abilities. You're going to do every effort to do a proper job. Let's say you're coming to praise the king, and you have an audience with the king, and in the days of Chazal, there were kings, you know, and there was something. And you went and you have an opportunity to thank him for something he did. B'choruz, maybe again in a poem, or b'mufurit in prose, or b'ksav, or writing a letter. Just talk to him. I'm going very fast. I'm aware of that. But I want to get to what I wanted to learn today. You're going to exaggerate. You're going to go all out. That's his point. When you do a mitzvah, don't do it to get by. Think of who the mitzvah is. Think who the commander of the mitzvah is. Whose will you're doing. You want to do his will. You want to find favor in his eyes. How much you owe him. All the thoughts that we learn just about every week at Chayes Halavas trains us how to think about Hashem. How much we owe him. And you want to do a good job, this esrog is good enough. Yeah, this mezuzah is good enough. These tefillin are good enough. This is good enough. That's good enough. No, you should act as if a king, someone you respect, asked you to do something, and you want to do the best job you possibly can. And you're going to go all out and give it all you've got. I'm going to skip over. Like, there's nothing you wouldn't do, he says. he talks like poetically, if you could bring down Shemayim Va'aretz to help you, you would do it. Because, and this is for a boss of a Don King. And how long is he going to be there? When you do something that Hashem wants you to do, that Hashem commanded you to do, the irony of all of this is that it's for our own sake. That's like the joke of it all, is that Hashem doesn't need anything. And we're not really doing it for Him. He wants us to do things for ourselves. So like that's an irony. It's an, you know, it's ironic that all of this talk and all of everything is for our own benefit. Letovlach, the pasuk says, "Ma'ashem lekech adorish miyimcha," etc., etc., etc. Letovlach, it's for your benefit. K'shuozibom uma b'chu, and he says there's three types of mitzvahs: there's chayvus halavavos, there's chayvus ha'ivarim, and then there's combinations of the two. Then he mentions, when you do a Maisa mitzvah, you should always think that you're doing it as a mitzvah, you're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. That's why you might see in some Siddurim, there's a L'shem Yichud printed before a mitzvah is done. You know, Litvisha don't say the L'shem Yichud, but it really, and we try to do that when we make the bracha, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Sivitzivanu. You're supposed to stop and think that you're doing the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chavis HaLovis has a much more complex thought he would like us to think about. Again, that's not the point of this cheshbon, and that is that this is my way of thanking Hashem, because I'm doing His will, because I owe Him such a debt, because He created me, and my body works, and it could list all the things you did, so everything is a thank you. That's the Chavis HaLovis is probably major yisod. It's a tremendous chiddush. It transforms your whole asiyas mitzvahs. You become eager to do a mitzvah. And so that's part of the context. You want to do it because you want to say thank you. It's the only way we have of saying thank you. And the person is wired that with Hakaras HaTov that we learned in Shara Avodas Elokim. You want to express appreciation and gratitude and acknowledgement that the person did a tremendous thing for you. If you would find out if someone did something tremendous for you, which pales in comparison to what Hashem does for us, someone paid for your college education, you wouldn't. If someone puts you up for 2 months, you don't know how to thank them. So that's how you should do a mitzvah. So you should think about that. That's part of the perfection of a mitzvah, is thinking why you're doing the mitzvah. And as mitzvahs from the Lord Sivui, Hashem commanded us to do it. Then he talks about Chavis HaLevavos, and now I'm starting the paragraph. The paragraph starts, I don't know, I assume it's a paragraph in everyone's Chavis HaLevavos, whoever has one. V'misasek b'maisim Chavis HaLevavos v'hayivorim yachdav. There's some mitzvahs are essentially a combination of lev and guf. Ketfila. You have to say the words. On the other hand, without kavana, without thinking the thoughts he's going to teach us to think, it's pretty meaningless. On the other hand, thinking is not enough. And now that there's an institution of the nusach ha-tfila, Shmona Esrei has a certain nusach, so certainly you're not even yotzei tfila if you... Most shittos hold, you have to daven the nusach that was given. You can daven a whole day and talk to Hashem, but so it's this combination of chovos haguf and chovos ha'ivorim, as he calls it, and chovos ha'levavos. So how do you daven perfectly? Now he goes into davening and he says, okay, how do you daven perfectly? What do you mean daven perfectly? So first of all, yifne gufo mikol ma'aseh ha'olam hazeh. For Olam Haba, don't do anything else. You're talking to Hashem. The first thing is stop doing. Don't fiddle with the books on the table. Don't even do Maisa Olam Haba. Don't arrange the Sidurim and the Chumashim. Don't clean up the table. Don't arrange kids' clothing for the next day. Don't do anything else when you're davening. That's okay. He's giving us steps for davening. If negufo, he should empty himself. Mikol ma'aseh olam hazeh. You know, we all. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. We've all done it at some time. You know, we daven while we're sweeping, while we're cleaning, while we're being beside the things, while we're, you know, so good. So, Reb Levi Mibaditchev would say, look how great, while they're cleaning the table, they're still davening. You know, Rav Novos is talking about, you know, he's talking about the chiyuv to daven. So the first step is, so it's a guf and it's a lave, avarim and lave. So avarim should not be doing anything else. As we know by Shmona Esrei, which is the epitome, the quintessential tefillah, you're not even walking around. You're not walking. You're standing. You're not doing anything. You're not fidgeting. V'yifana libo mikol machshavos hamatridos also minyan tefillah. This is very, very hard. Of course, we're thinking what we have to do that day, and what you're going to do when you finish davening, and when do I, you know, women have a lot of burdens that they have to do, a very full day, and unfortunately, Shmoneh Esrei is a very good time to think about things. It's quiet. You're not doing anything, you're standing in place. It's a good time to think about all your issues and how you're going to handle that and how you're going to handle that. It's like a conducive time. You know, you say, what am I going to say? Oh, I have Shmoneh Esrei. I have time to think about this. Unfortunately, you know, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. So he says, Yifne Gufo. So again, step one, Yifne Gufo. Don't do anything while you're davening. Again, you want to know technically by Shmoneh Esrei. But ideally, the idea of davening, so you shouldn't do it by Pesukim Zimri either, or by Birchos Kriyashma either. Certainly not by Kriyashma. If you really want to daven, talk to Hashem. Imagine, you know, you finally got an audience with a person that could grant you something, and you start fidgeting and moving things around and walking around. And remember, Hashem could read your mind. So anything that's in your mind, it's like you said it. So you go to someone and you have to ask them for a favor. And can you please? And when I finish asking you for the favor, I have to go to the store and I have to remember to get cantaloupe. And I think it's on sale. Which store should I go to? That would sound pretty foolish, right? But that's what you're doing when you're thinking about other things with Hashem. Because to Hashem, your thoughts are as if you're saying them to people. So that's what it sounds like. So that's embarrassing. Very embarrassing. So you have to try. You have to do it. I say try because it's not an easy thing to do. You have to try to wipe clean your avarim from doing anything else, and you have to try to wipe clean your mind from thinking about anything else. Then just physically, he mentions, because he's talking about the perfection of tefillah, achashe yinaka atzmo, you have to make sure you are clean. You know, this looks a little strange to us, but in the Gemara, there's many, many, many blot of Gemara talking about filth, excrement, things that you don't want to daven by or near. We live in a sanitized world. We have indoor plumbing. It's a very big bracha. We don't even know from these things. They used to, you know, well, they used to live, and you have to, there's a lot of halachas. Many, many blot in Maseches Brachas talks about bad smells, and talks about objects, whether it's Neiraglayim or Tzoa, things that you can't daven in proximity to, or if it's on your body even. They lived much more primitive lives than we live now. The Yirchatz Mikol Atinufin Valachluchin, make sure there's nothing dirty on you, on your body. The Yirchak, make sure you're away Mikol Reach Ra, V'adayim Elazeh. Oh, V'achak, okay, so now you're ready to start davening. Even though these last things are relatively easy for the world we live in. Relatively easy. Sometimes there's a bad smell, and you have to know some halachas. But it's inappropriate. He's talking about you're davening to Hashem. You know, it's pasnish. You know, it's not. You know, that one where it smells bad and you're cringing from the odor and you're not clean, you're coming, you know, really you're supposed to. He doesn't even talk about dressing for davening. That's very difficult. I'm talking to women and it's very hard, you know. That's why women are, you're not potter from davening. I don't want to say you're potter from davening, but you're potter from the zman of davening and you're potter from going to shul. But there are halachas about how to be dressed whenever you daven. He does not talk about that. Okay, now he's ready to start davening. So what do you do? V'achakach yale alibo. Here's what you should think first. You have to, after you've emptied your mind from what you have to do that day, from your list, and after you've cleaned your body, and you're not fidgeting and moving things, and you're focused, el mi machavim bitfiloso. Who are you talking to? And the answer is Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're davening, again, technically, this is only Shmoneh Esrei, but really, whenever you're davening, you're talking to Hashem, and you stand by Shmoneh Esrei. There's a certain level, a spiritual level of Omed Lefnei HaMelech, which results in certain dinim that poshut are not there by brachas or even by kriyashma. But again, these are technical dinim. But conceptually, or even we could talk about Shmoneh Esrei. So not just conceptually, but technically, you have Omed Lefnei HaMelech, according to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in a famous piece in his Sefer. I don't want to scare anybody, especially not myself. But according to Rav Chaim, he says a very big chiddush that if you don't have kavana that you Omed Lefnei HaMelech, you're not yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. And that's throughout the whole Shmoneh Esrei. There's the first bracha, then there's the whole Shmoneh Esrei. He knows Omed Lefnei HaMelech, you have to have the whole time. Not everybody holds like that, it's a chiddush. But certainly you're supposed to, and we're really learning the cheshbon number 9 of doing things perfectly. So there's no question that from beginning to end you have to feel, you're saying Atah. But do you have the chutzpah to say Atah if you're not envisioning that you're talking to Hashem and He's standing in front of you, which is a very scary thing? Like, whoa, like, we're saying Atah. That's like, that's unbelievable that we have, Hashem gave us an opportunity. We're talking to Him in the second person. You know, like, what do you think about Hashem? Like, He's safely up in Shemayim somewhere. I don't have to confront Him. Every single bracha, you say Atah. So you have to. So after you've prepared for tefillah, you have to think you're Omid Lefnei HaMelech. I assume if you asked people what was the most choshiva thing that happened to you today, I totally include myself too, and I'm not just being humble. I'm probably not even being honest. I'm probably worse than you, but. Like, who would think to say, I daven today? Had an audience with the Melech Malchei Hamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most choshiva thing that happened to me today. Like, we don't think like that, but we should. We could, at least when we prepare ourselves to daven and we're about to start davening, we could think, we're saying Atah, so we're standing with the Melech Malchei Hamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, next. Uma mevakesh ba. What do I want to accomplish with my davening? What does that mean exactly? Well, there's parts of davening which are praise of Hashem. There's parts of davening which are thanks to Hashem, expressions of gratitude. Those two things mix together a lot. Praise and thanks, thanks and praise. There are different concepts. When you say Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Kel Elyon, Gomel Chasodim Tovim V'Konei HaKol, we're not technically thanking Hashem for anything, we're praising Him. We thank Him and we ask for things. So again, you have an audience with a king. You're going in there. What is your purpose of going in? What do you want to accomplish? You're not going to go in mindlessly and just read from something you memorized. You're going to think. Now the Chofetz Chaim in many printing, Shmiras Haloshim has like a page at the end or in the beginning or in the middle, I don't know where they put it in, and he very simply goes through Shmona Esrei. It's like one page, 19 lines, and he says, I'm about to ask Hashem to give me Seichel. Again, you pause after Chonin Hadas. I'm about to ask Hashem to inspire me to do tshuva. You can Xerox it and tape it into your sitter. It's very simple. It's very not lumdish. It's very not complex. It's very not philosophical. It's a one-liner. But he says, this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to ask Hashem for this. Or, in Modim, I'm about to thank Hashem for the amazing things he's done for me. So that's what the Chavis Halvavus is saying here. Uma mevakesh ba, what do you want to accomplish here? What are you doing? Are you thanking? Are you requesting? It's all the same. What am I doing? I'm finishing up Shmona Esrei so I can get to work. I'm doing. Tefillah is such an opportunity. That's really what we should. If we walk out of here with just that phrase, the class will have been worthwhile. The opportunity of tefillah. He's talking about how to daven the perfect tefillah. Prepare yourself physically, prepare yourself mentally. Who am I davening to? What am I asking for? Uvame medaber lifnei boro. Mimilos atfilo ve'inyona. You have to know the words. You should know the meaning of the words. We daven in Hebrew, even though the Gemara says you can daven in any language. Many Bali Tshuva do daven in English, at least the first year or two or three or four, whatever. Nowadays it's more common to just daven in Hebrew and work with a translation, because it's safer that way, because the words are very special words, because the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made up these words, and we want to use their words, and Lashon Kodesh is Lashon Kodesh. So, but you should know the words, and you should know how to pronounce them, and you should pronounce them properly. Some people, they daven fierce, you know. How do I know? Because they daven for the omit sometimes. And they are ripping through the tefillah, and they swallow words, they don't pronounce them correctly. And, you know, every bar mitzvah boy who wants to lane has to come to me, is supposed to, I should say. It's supposed to come to me 6 months before, and I listened to just his Havara. And I gotta tell you, ladies, some of you are not so young anymore, some of you are more young. The Kriya is very important. A lot of kids are Lokui in Kriya, and I'm not here to darshan about that, but they don't have to pronounce the words properly, and you have to know what the words mean. That's what he's saying. If a man medaber lifnei boro, this is how you're talking to Hashem. You're not going to get up there. You know, someone gives you, hey, you want to ask something of the king? Here, this is what you should say, and you can say it in Spanish, and you don't know Spanish. Doesn't click. Doesn't work. The doc, and now he says some beautiful phrases that you may want to remember. Hamilos tiyena beloshon keklipa. When you talk, so the physical words are like the shell. For ha'iyun, and the meaning of the words, the thoughts behind the words, b'milos kalev, that's the heart of the matter. Right? No one gives a... You wouldn't think of sending for Shalach Manas a banana peel. Right? The peel is nice, you know, when you give a banana, you give the peel and it looks nice. But that, it's only the peel. She says the words are the peel, and the meaning and the kavana and what you're saying are the fruit itself. Or atfila kaguf, this is a little more famous. The tfila is the guf, va'iyun karuach is the neshama. If you're saying words without thinking what they mean, So it's a guf b'li neshama. It's just like you have the physical guf, but there's nothing there. Kamilos tiyena b'lashon. Words are v'evarim v'ha'iyun b'lev. V'amilos k'guf l'tfilo v'ha'iyun k'ruach. Okay, so you're gonna think that you're standing with Neimelach Malchay Amlach HaMakadosh Baruch Hu. In different parts of the tefillah, you're going to think what you're about to be doing. What am I doing? What is my purpose? What am I coming to accomplish? And you're going to, the shleimus of your words are to say the words properly, to know how to pronounce them, but it's still only the peel. The main thing, the neshama of your prayers, are your thoughts behind them. The thoughts of knowing on a very, very simple level, halavai, we would be able to do the simple level, is the meaning of the words. You know, because it's so powerful, even though that's like the simplest, kavana, halavai. It's so powerful because if you're in the mode of your omei lefnei melech malchei amlach hamakadosh baruch hu, and these are the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, and you know what they mean, and you're talking to Hashem, right? Famous song. I don't know if it's so famous, but when you're davening, you're talking to Hashem, and you're saying Atah. It should be a very heady experience. That's why the Chassidim HaRishonim had to work their way up to these thoughts, and after davening, this is not so well known, after davening, they had to decompress until they could go back outside and start talking to people and having normal lives. They needed time to come back to earth, because they were like, it says, so we don't do that. We're not even shohet. Maybe we are. I'm sorry, I apologize. But I see men that run in late and throw on their tefillin and stuff happening. Maybe they did it at home. At least 3-4 minutes, it says in the Mogen Avraham. We don't have to take an hour, because it's clear for the Gemara it's literally an hour, but we do a few minutes. That was Chassidim HaRishonim, and we do a few minutes, or in a few minutes afterwards you want to come back down to earth. You know, sometimes when you're davening really good, you know, you all know what I'm talking about, because when we've all davened like really, really, really at some point in our lives, when we really, the truth is, we should always daven like that, because we want our lives, we want our health, we want parnasa, we want Yerushalayim to be rebuilt, we want the Beis HaMikdash back, right? The whole Shmona Esrei. But sometimes we throw off the shackles of the standardized tefillah, which he will get to and explain why there's a standardized tefillah, which is everybody's excuse for not davening properly. It's the same words every day, you know. Rob, it's boring. It's really exciting if you're thinking what they mean. And you say, you're talking to Hashem, you can't wait to daven again. Oh man, when's mincha? When am I going to be able to daven? When am I going to be able to daven Meir? When am I going to be able to daven Shacharis? I can't wait. I know it. There were times in my life when I really was asking Hashem for things, and I had that feeling, like I can't wait till the next tefillah. When normally it's, what time is it over? I gotta go somewhere. Sheyispalel, amispalel b'lashono. But if you're davening and saying the words, and your mind is somewhere else, the libo torah bezulas inyan atfila, tia tfiloso. Let these words be emblazoned on our minds. Guf b'li ruach uklipa b'lo lev, like an empty shell and like a guf without a neshama. Neshagufo nimtza, he's here. Velibo balimo, his mind's in the supermarket. Maybe it's in the Alps. Maybe it's picking up the kids, carpool. Who knows where his mind is? His mind is somewhere else, in a different place. Uvachamohu amar akosuv yan ki niga sa'om azer bepiv ubisfosov kibeduni. Very wonderful people. They really pay lip service to Hashem. The libam rochak mimeni. This is even if you know pirush amilos. This is pirush. You can have pirush amilos, but if you're not thinking, you omid lufnei amelech, talking to him, this already relates more to what he said, clear your mind of everything, because, you know, your mind has to be here. Your mind has to be with your body, in this place, at this time, talking to Hashem. Umoshel ze od le'eved, the beautiful moshel, he says, of a servant, Shabbat Adonav lebe. So he's giving an example of someone who davens and shuckles and says the words properly and knows what the words mean, but his mind is somewhere else. Listen to this moshel. The master comes to the house. Tziva ishto ubnei beisu l'chavdo v'lasas kol odoso. You know, we're having a chush of a guest. I want everybody to clean the house, set the table, put out the candlesticks, bring out the chinaware. And meanwhile, as a typical man, he goes away. he goes away somewhere, and he doesn't do a thing. This asek b'simcha v'tzchok. He's somewhere, I don't know, on the computer. He's somewhere playing games. Nimna me'avodos ba'asmo. So he's not serving the king. He gave orders to his wife and his children and Bnei Beso to serve the king or serve whoever chush of a guest is coming, but he's not involved in that service. And Mamela, things didn't get done because he didn't want to participate. Bnei Beso liyokhlu l'malos mitzvos mitzrochov and yosa rochok mehem. The cost of Olav Adono. So the guest comes into the house, maybe it's the Adon of the slave, or maybe it's the Melech, and he gets angry, and he says, where were you? What, like, why didn't you participate? And Taka, things were not done properly. I reject what was done. Lokibel kvodo va'avodoso, v'heishav ha'kol b'fonov, because he showed that he is not interested. He's willing to order others around, but he is not interested. What's the nimshel when you're davening, you're ordering your mouth and your lips to say things? You're not there. You're not with Hashem. You're not serving Hashem. You're not being Oved as Hashem. You're ordering others around and you're not doing anything. When his kishkis, his heart, his mind, his lave, his reik, me'inyan hatfilah, when he's not there, he's not mentally there, Hashem is not lo yikabel hakel mimenu tfilas evorav utnuas lashono. Hashem does not, is going to reject. He didn't daven, you know. You asked Hashem for things, but your mind was somewhere else. Hashem is going to reject your tfilas as the chavis hobavus. Halo tira, think how foolish we are. We say, Mashana Omen Basov Tfilosenu, Yul Rotzon Imrei Fi, the words of my mouth should be your will, should find favor in your eyes, or shall be your will. Vehegyon Libi Lufanecha, and the thoughts of my heart should be Lufanecha. Now what are you going to do if the thoughts of your heart was the list of things you have to do that day, or you were somewhere else? And you weren't Omid Lufnei HaMelech talking to him then. And you say, Yul Rotzon Imrei Fi. First of all, he's assuming you're thinking what that means. Because he wants you to feel embarrassed. But we, you know, what do you do with Yul Rotzon Imrei Fi? Right? So he says, how can you say that? How? V'chayi Adam Choshe B'shem Dover Midivri Ha'olam B'mutter or B'osur, whatever he's thinking about, it could be Dvarim that are mutter to think about, certainly Dvarim that are also think about, but he's not thinking about what he's doing, where he is. He's not there. You know, we say, you're not there. Where are you? You're not with me. All right, when we talk to your spouse, you say, where are you? You're not here. I can tell you're not here. And if they say, oh yeah, I can tell you everything you said, and they repeat back word for word what you said, then you know they weren't listening. Because that's like, it's a little trick we all have. And we record the words, and we, to me it's a proof that they weren't listening, because they can spit back the words, word for word. So that means they were on autopilot, and they could just say over the words again. Halo zeganai godol. Imagine how embarrassing it is to say, yiu l'rotso nimrei fi, v'hegyon libi l'fonecha, and the hegyon halev is not there. Or worse. Havozeganai godo, she yitom, she diber melokov, belibo of matspuno, you're saying to Hashem, please accept my heartfelt words, and there's nothing heartfelt there. The libel balimo, v'shol mimenu achakach, and I'm telling Hashem, accept my heart, accept the thoughts of my heart, and there was nothing there. Your heart was empty. Your heart was in the somewhere else. V'shol mimenu achakach lekabel osa, v'leratzos bo mimenu, and to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. The domahu lemishenemar boy kegoy asher tztaka osa. He doesn't quote the whole pasuk here. The Navi says you act like a nation. You act like a nation that is acting properly, but you're not. So you're saying you lerotzon emreifi, and there is no v'hegel libi lufanecha, and there is no hegel neif. So that's terrible. It's hypocritical. Who you're trying to fool? You're not even thinking about what you're saying. Like, you're not even thinking about what that means. You think, please accept the thoughts of my heart, and push it downright embarrassing. This is a halacha. We don't follow this halacha nowadays. Of course, very sadly, the halacha says, you know, we don't have kavana. Like, we're not going to have kavana the second time around either. We don't have kavana anyway. So, but the basic halacha, this was written hundreds of years before that was codified. Chazal wrote this very early work. And the Gemara says, if you can't be mechaven, don't do me no favors, Hashem says. Don't bother me. Don't do me any favors. I don't need your banana peel. Right? You don't send, no one's going to send shalach monos, a banana peel. I don't need a guf b'lina shama. The reason we don't follow that halacha technically is because we're afraid we'll never daven. Right? We'll never get there. So we have to be mechaven by others. Like we work on the b'diyeved, which is the whole point of the Chavis Halvavos in Cheshbon number 9, is not to aim for the b'diyeved. You shoot for the stars. You don't shoot for the b'diyeved. V'amar Rebbe Lezer b'shas p'tiroso. It's like, I don't know, he's summing up his life, or what's the most important teaching he can give us Talmidim. You have to prepare Yisrael. The dinim of dressing for tefillah is learned out from that pasuk, hikon. The gartel comes from the hikon. It's considered the preparation for tefillah. V'omer Rabbi Zeinu Zichronam Levracha al Tas Tfilas HaKeva El Rachmin V'Sachnun L'Fnei HaMokom. That's a famous statement. That's a very, very scary statement. He quotes it in Avos, but it's really in submission in Brachas as well. And this is already codified in Halacha. And this is very scary. That the idea that you daven because you have to daven. You're not in the mood that you're dependent on Hashem and you're requesting from Him things that you need, and you daven. This is amazing, because every mitzvah, like, we're thrilled if we do it because we have to do it. Hashem said to do it. And the truth is, davening is a mitzvah too. This is really a little more sophisticated idea. Yes, davening is a mitzvah too, and there's one aspect of davening that you're davening because Hashem said to daven. And if you ever... there's a philosophical issue with davening, because Hashem knows what I need, am I going to change Hashem's mind and all of that? So then he said, you know, Hashem told us to daven. That's how we structured the world. He wants us to express our dependence on Him. But if you just daven because you're doing a mitzvah, it's very likely you're not Yotzei. That's a mission in Brachas. It's codified in Shulchan Aruch. This the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give any leeway on. The only thing the Bir Halacha says in the Sefer Mishneh Berurah is maybe only not Yotzei if you didn't do that by Avos, by the first Bracha. Because that's where you have to have your main Kavana, the first Bracha. So maybe if you did it by Avos, you are Yotzei. This idea that we don't even know how. This is where the standard nusach could be a problem. Because it's not clear. How do you fulfill this? It's a mental state. It's a mental state. In the Gemara and in the Rishonim, they describe sort of a physical way, a tone of voice, and they describe how you stand. You stand like an Oni B'Pesach. That's what's described. I don't see people doing that, so, but it could be a mental state too. Again, Rachman V'Tachnunim means you're not entitled. It means a lot of things. Al Task Tvilos Chakeva means don't daven as a set obligation because you have to daven, which is an amazing statement because you do have to daven. But if that's all you're doing, you have to capture the spirit of tefillah. The spirit of tefillah is that I need Hashem and I'm asking Him to give me what I need. And that's like, and you have to daven like that. That's what this statement means. Okay, we'll have to stop.